Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, a.k.a. Mrs. Green here. Yet another great guest with me today to share some good news with us. Her name is Flor Sandoval, and she is the Senior Program Manager for the Sonora Environmental Research Institute, which we are going to call SERI. It's very well loved by the folks at the U of A Institute of the Environment, I can tell you that, so I can't wait to find out more. Let's start. What is the organization? What do you do?
We're a nonprofit organization that mostly works with low-income communities in an effort to partner with the community so we can create a better community and have a better environment at the same time. So we're trying to take those communities that have lack of resources to try to be able to get to them, and so we all have the same opportunities.
I love it. And there's two programs that I want to ask you more about. One is the rainwater harvesting program. I know that's a big one.
Yes, the rainwater harvesting program, it's also for low-income communities. Tucson Water has a rebate available for the community. But we noticed that the low-income communities were not participating in that program. So we created a specific program for them so they can benefit, and we cover all the upfront cost of these programs. And they even have some wonderful opportunities to install the system, and they don't have to pay any upfront cost. And sometimes they even get the systems for free because we have loans and grants available for them.
What about, you have another program called the LEAD program?
Yes, it's the LEAD Hazard Control Program, and that's to prevent childhood lead poisoning. That's a program that we have in partnership with Pima County and South Tucson. So we visit the community, and if the families qualify for the year of the house and they have children in the house that are 6 years or under, and they qualify, Pima County comes in and does a lead testing in the house. And if they find any lead, they will try to make your house lead-free or lead-safe.
So how do you do outreach?
We do a little bit of everything. So we go door to door with our promotoras. And we have also been in the community for so long that it word of mouth works a lot for us as well. And recently we started using more our media, our social media, our Facebook. And hopefully we're going to be doing some more advertising through that, and organizations like you that invite us to participate, to share our programs with the community so we can spread the word.
It's really awesome. And people can find out more by visiting SERI, SERIAZ.org. So check out past episodes of this program at KXEI.org on the Mrs. Green's World page, and check out MrsGreensWorld.com to learn more about our work. And Flor, thanks for being here and for all the good work you do. It was very inspiring.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.